Hi guys, Chris and Scott here. We caught up with TikTok sensation Katie Baser this week to talk about our brand new single, X and Y.
We've been playing little snippets out in the week, but now you can listen to the full interview.
This must be weird for you, Katie. Did I read that you were working at a co-op? When did you work for the co-op?
2020, like September.
That's mental.
End of September. I know, and I literally just got the new job at co-op. I was like, yes, I'm going to make money and get my studio sessions. And then I like blew up on TikTok, went to London, and then I did my first shift and was like, I'm never coming back here. Never.
Unless I'm coming back to shop.
In it, yeah.
Unless you're going shopping. yeah. How important is TikTok though for new and emerging artists like yourself, and how did it happen for you? What was the story?
Oh my gosh. What was the story? Basically, it was lockdown and I hated everything, just like I think everyone did. Everything was awful.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was doing. I wanted to be a singer, but it seemed so out of reach because I was just like nobody. So I made a song called Average Student about like having no money and being confused, and, you know, and a lot of people related to it, and it just blew up. And then I went to London and I met everyone who's now my team. Like, I was so lucky. It was all just perfect.
Do you think, I mean, with TikTok, it's made such a difference? Because like, I suppose back in the day, we were the guys that would break records, the radio stations. But now with the social media, I mean, TikTok is so important. Talking to Sam Ryder about it, I mean, literally making songs in his bedroom through the pandemic, and to then singing at the Queen's Jubilee and, you know, the Eurovision and everything. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is. I think it's the new YouTube. You know, when like everyone used to find people on YouTube, yeah. I think it's like, I also think TikTok, I see it as like a big, massive group chat. I don't know why. And I just like, I'm like, here's an idea. What do you think? And everyone's like, yes or no. So it's a cool thing.
Like a community of people, like-minded people that you're sharing with. And even, I suppose, back in the day, the ideas were there with things like MySpace, but it never quite worked out that way. But that was the idea, was to share new music and to get your music out there. Is X and Y written about somebody in particular, or is it written about a certain type of person?
It's about a particular person.
So it's
I can see him right now. I think about him enough. He's sat right there.
So we're not going to name names, but how did you write the song while you were in the relationship or after the relationship, and where did the song come from?
It was basically, so I was in the studio with these guys called Future Cut and Digital Farm Animals, mm-hmm. and he comes in and he goes, right, I've got a really cool concept for a song, and he says, you're not my ex, you're just my Y. And I went, that's incredible. So then I just kind of, I took myself away and was like writing all these lyrics down, because from like the perspective of ending a relationship that wasn't a relationship. And it's almost like a dig at myself of like, why did I do that? Like, what? I'm such an idiot. but you know, you got to laugh about these things, right? Otherwise you will get nowhere.
Yeah, you go mad. And did you, when exactly. somebody said to you, you're not my ex, you're my way, did you instantly go, that's a song?
Yeah, 100%. Because he was like, it's a concept, but like no one's got it right yet. And I went, right, I have to do it now. Because when someone says that I can't do it, I'm like, yes, I can.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So I just literally, he said that those two lines, and then I just went, right. And then the whole song just came.
How long did it take from that conversation to final song?
Like an hour, maybe a little bit less.
Wow.
Maybe less. When things are so, when the vibe is good and when the idea is so strong and I have like a storyline in my brain, like it's instant. It's just like having a conversation with someone. It's like, what would I say first? Then what would I say?
Yeah, yeah.
And then what's the main point? And then what would I say again? You know what I mean? So it's pretty cool.
Amazing. And you just done your first headline as well. I saw how excited you've been on Twitter about headlining. It's crazy, from where you talk about the co-op to headlining a gig. How was that for you?
Oh my God.
Because the love you got was incredible.
Let me tell you, right? My whole life, pretty much, like I hated school. I hated college. I hated everything because I was always like a weird, loud, just lanky little piece of human being that liked music. And everyone was like, no, that's a really silly idea. You're never going to get anywhere, honey. So now that it's like, I'm still that same person, but everyone's like, oh no, okay, this could be a thing. I love it. It's so much fun. And I feel so like validated and so loved and so listened to. It's
Because that must be it from doing TikTok, from being in the car, having songs in your head, from being at college and everyone telling you you can't do this. The validation of going on stage and having people say, do you know what, Katie, we love this. That must be incredible.
It is. And it's so like, I have days where I feel a bit down and I feel like, oh my God, what am I doing? And then I'll just like go through my DMs or like look at my comments and just be like, oh my God, you're all so nice. And I'll reply. Like, I'm in group chats of loads of people that like my music and I talk to them all the time. And I message them and I go, guys, there's stuff on my brain. I don't want to do about it. And we all talk about it. I just feel so loved. And it's such a nice group of people as well. Like everyone that goes to my shows, like my family and stuff, they say that my fans, I hate calling them fans, they're like my friends, whatever. But they say that they're all so nice and so positive. And that's what I'm happy I attract, you know.
That's a good thing. People have compared you to the likes of Lily Allen, who I know that Lily Allen's producers were part of this X and Y track, weren't they?
Yeah, they're like my main boys. I love them.
And Kate Nash, you get a lot of... these are great people to be, you know, associated with. But where did your inspiration come from yourself? What was it, those two artists, or was it those artists with many others?
I think it's just I'm inspired and I love everything and everyone. Like, I always find this question so hard because I listen to literally everything. I think I take little bits from my favourite artists and put it into, like, what my own little thing and make my own little lane. Do you know what I mean? I'm making so many movements right now.
Which is great for radio, yeah.
Yeah, I'm inspired by everyone and everything and I just keep applying it to what to my myself, which is it's cool.
It's excellent. And finally, if we didn't get to see your headline gigs, where are you playing? What's your future on stage? Where are you next?
So I've just confirmed today, I've posted it everywhere, that I'm doing XOYO in London. Wow. On the 2nd and 3rd.
X and Y-O with X and Y. That's going to be like, that's a flyer.
It's going to be a lot of.
Yeah.
X and Y-O. Yeah. So I'm doing that. And then maybe something at Christmas time. Because I said that's my last show, but I just love to sing.
Why did you say it was your last show? Last show of the year or your last show?
Last show of the year. No, no, my God.
I was going to say, why are you quitting already?
What do you think? No. I've not even begun yet, sir. Yeah, so I'm doing that. And then I might do something at Christmas because I kind of hate Christmas and I'd like to start to like it. So maybe I'll do like a Christmas thing. And then next year, I want to do a UK tour. So
excellent. Well, we wish you the best of luck. You're our one to watch this week. It's the new song, it's X and Y. And thank you so much for joining us.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.